Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you're flush and sometimes you're bust. And when you're up, it's never as good as it seems. And when you're down, you never think you're going to be up again. But life goes on. Remember that. Money isn't real, George. It doesn't matter. It only seems like it does.
All right, here we are, November 4th, Wednesday night. Sean Hakes coming at you with your Week 9 NFL, Week 10 college football preview. I got to say, I like my little quote there I got from Blow, but I really want to find two for the money with my man Walter Abrams, where he's like, it's oven mitt time. This is when things get hot. The cream rises to the top. So, you know I love that movie. It's hilarious. Brandon Lang, the Million Dollar Man. From Wall Street to Tokyo, all your big money stay and play with me. All right, as long as we're on crazy scammers. I was on one of the forums. I'll post my free picks there someday. I'll tell you what it was, the RX. See me there, Sean Eggs. I don't hide. And I'm reading in, I guess, I don't know, one of the sub-forums about Chris Barr, this guy with the whole, I've seen on Twitter a little bit, Chris Barr scam. Apparently he said, like, Jeff Locke was fixing baseball games for him when he was terrible. I don't know. I just get a kick out of this guy. I was reading. You know, it took me like an hour to read this whole thing, like a derelict. I sat and read it. But, man, guys like him, that nutjob Steve Stevens on CNBC with his crazy show where, some kind of fraud scam he had going on. He was working out of a strip mall, but he's got a $200,000 Rolls Royce. Excuse me. Listen, so, you know, I missed a show like 2 weeks ago. Been sick with bronchitis. And still got a cough. What the heck's going on here? They give me medicine. I'm the first to tell you, I'm not a big fan of going to doctors. Don't like going to doctors. And I go there, and he's like, come on, Sean, you got to take some blood. We got to check your cholesterol and this. I'm a big cat, you know, 6'1", 252, got a 36, 38-inch waist, you know, 19-inch arms. I know this because I was like 365, and I decided to lose some weight. So, you know, I go to the gym, I get measured every week. So I'm not some dainty flower, but I am deathly scared of giving blood. Get away. I don't need that. The last time you checked me, I was 300 and nearly 70-pound blooded, and I didn't have any problems, no diabetes or nothing. So I'm 100 pounds less. Leave me alone. Just give me some cough syrup or something. So that's how I feel about doctors. All right, we're getting back to our boy Chris Barr, Brandon Lang, scam system. So his posts were up there from like this August, right? So I'm flipping through them. Let me check it out. Through his website. Oh, I sold that website to Steve Stevens. Threatened me, said he was going to kill my 2-year-old child. I gave him my website. I got a new website. Here's the local number. Call me on. I called the number. Number's dead. Website's not even. I mean, how do you lose a website? Now, I'm on a network. You know my site, Sean Higgs Wins. I'm on a Vegas group now with Vegas Top Dogs, 10-star picks. It's also, you know, that's a bigger network. I'm on Handicappers, Stable, Bettors World, just in the whole Vegas group, cappers there. So I understand, because the old guy who used to run that site screwed everybody. He never got our money. He was just taking PayPal and, you know, giving everybody our picks. We didn't even know what's going on. So my site, which was started in 06, I had to redo everything. So, you know, I get it. Sometimes look at it. Hey, you started your site 2 months ago. Things happen. But come on. How do people fall for this kind of nonsense in 2015? How do you do it? How don't you have posted plays and monitored? I don't talk about monitoring yourself. I mean, I put my play in, it comes up on a dozen sites. That's just on one network. I mean, I'm on the Sports Capital Network. They got like 100 cappers on their page. I'm on all their sites. It's all LinkedIn. Can't hide that. What do you fall for that nonsense? I don't get it. So, again, I don't understand where people with the information at their fingertips fall for this kind of nonsense. Got a crazy guy on and off with me for years. Hey, can we give me a place for $20 a week? Come on, man. Doesn't work that way. There are plenty. I see a cat on Twitter, $35 for the entire NFL season. $35. And somebody's going to PayPal this guy $35. Again, like I said, you get what you pay for. You're not going to the guy behind CVS or Walmart to get your molars removed. You're going to go to a dentist. All right, let's give a little money leader update. I'm number one on the network. Mike Anthony, Frank Jordan, Tony K, Brian A, Kyle Hunter, Doc Sports, Chip Trimbus on the Sean Higgs Win page. Not much different from the Top Dogs page. I have a couple less cappers, but you know the leaderboard is still the same. Me, Anthony, Frank Jordan, Tony K, Brian A, Kyle Hunter, Doc Sports, Kevin Thomas is over there over Chip Trimbus. Now, this time of year, it's all about NFL and college. Matt Fargo, number one in college. Matt Fargo, number one in NFL. The guy's hot. I mean, what else is there to say? I mean, number one in NFL and college, the most bet on sports. He's the guy you want to turn to. He's the one to turn to. Hands down, number one in both sports. Get a package. Go get one. Put your opinion aside. The guy's probably doing better than you, 66% in the NFL. I'm guessing he's doing better than you. Not too shabby, Matt Fargo. Nice run. Appreciate that drama site, selling plays, and hot copper. So Matt Fargo is number one in college, followed by Tony K, Jimmy Boyd, Brian Hay, Rob Insulani. That's your top five. NFL-wise, Matt Fargo, number one, 66%. Tony Corleone at 65. Anthony Casas, 69. Those are your top three. And then I'm number four. Frank Jordan is number five. Right on his heels, Brian Hay. And got a bunch of other cappers showing a little bit of profit. Hockey-wise, listen, I was number one in hockey last year on the networks. Number two on two other networks by a couple bucks. I don't know how that guy got ahead of me. So I'm number one now. 64%, Tony K. He's rocking on 75% clip. And also, on the Top Dog Network, Tony Safo. This is coming up right behind me. He's number two there, a little ahead of Tony K. Jeff Hockman, 6-1. Rob Insulani, 8-2 on the ice. Again, I'm 29-17. I got a few more plays, 64%. But Hockman and Rob Insulani, you look for selective players, 14-3. In their hockey so far. So that'll definitely put some cash in your pocket. You know, I'm set on that. And we got NBA. Just started. I'm going to tell you, I'm not a big NBA fan. You know, I'm 4-3 in the NBA this year. You know, you want some NBA? How about Bill O'Brien? TJ Pemberton. You know, they're off the fast starts. Chase Diamond, 75%. Kyle Hunter, he's on 3-0, still 100%. And Chip Trimbus. Next week, though, Friday, College Hoops returns. Got to be excited about that. I know I am. Early on, you know, I love hitting my mid-majors with their returning starters. Look for the point guard play. Little things to give you a little edge, you know. A lot of games, a lot of colleges, a lot of work for the Vegas and offshore to get up to speed with these guys. All right. So tonight, you know, I didn't even give you my little rundown of what I got going on today. I did lay out Bowling Green minus a 19. It's, you know, so earlier it was 2014. And listen, I lost with Toledo yesterday. These MAC faves. Small four-star plays. Hey, you know, listen. I don't pretend to be a MAC expert. But I think Bowling Green should pull away here. I mean, you know, I mean, Ohio's just it's not been good. So I just figured at home, Bowling Green's playing pretty good. Pretty good ball lately. For NHL-wise, on the ice, a couple selections. Rolled out Winnipeg and Toronto over 5.5. And tonight, I'll give you know, they go off a little later. Vancouver put out a puck line on the site, plus 264. You can lay the 120 if you want, you know, 110. I went puck line. And they also have the Anaheim Ducks. So that's your late game. And I'll give you an NBA who I got tonight, 10:30. Under Clippers, Golden State. I'll give you the winners. I don't mind you listening. I give you a full slate of action anyway. So why not throw out a couple premium selections for you that I got going tonight if you're listening live. And again, if you're listening live, well, call in. You want to talk about a game? 646-564-9941. Whatever. Hit on whatever you want. NFL, college. Let's get on it. So I see Winnipeg is 2-2. So we hopefully can pull that one out. 15 minutes left in the third. I'm hoping for a 3-3, and then we get a shootout, guaranteed of money, you know, that tie. It started out good. We had 3 goals in the first period. I'm thinking, all right, I'm not to look back at this. We got this puppy covered. But things happen. What are you going to do? Like I said, NBA, I pick and choose my spots. I threw the Celtics out as a free pick tonight. And I'm telling you, I'm smacking myself in the head last night. I took the Kings over Memphis. Now, Memphis got smoked the night before. And normally that's a spot where I'm like, you lose by 50, I'm coming back on you the next day. Or even a day later. But the fact that they're playing Sacramento, and Cousins isn't even playing, and they're only in 4, looks a little, I think it opened at 5.5, came down. So I had to follow the shady line movement, end up costing me. But in the long run, crazy lines like that, you know, they make me money more than they lose. So it's a little bit of a catch-22. Maybe I should have just stayed away, but I followed my gut instinct there, and it didn't pay off. We got a call. All right, caller, you're live with Sean Higgs. What's going on?
Hi, Sean. This is Jimmy the Fixer. I have all the plays for you for $50. Would you like it?
Jimmy the Fixer, yes,
I'm just
please.
Kidding with you.
Oh, my goodness. I thought we had a guy who's fixing games online. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I have it on Twitter.
Oh, all right.
What's
Twitter,
going on?
How are you doing tonight?
Good. How you doing?
I'm not too bad. Hopefully, pull out a little win here on the ice. Get me going.
Yeah, I know.
Hopefully Bowling Green
I'm on that with
away.
You. I'm on that with you. We need that over to come in.
You know, I'm holding out. Listen, 2-2. We can still get this. A lot of time left.
They scored three in the first period and only one in the second. Got to push some more.
I know. It jumped out fast. I figured we were looking good there.
I got a little phone to pick with you.
Winner.
Mr. Sean.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Last week, you said, don't be a hater. Jump on the Gators.
I know.
Okay, you're all over Florida. Then I look at your picks. Georgia. I'm like, he changed his mind.
I changed my mind, and it cost me. Just because there was
so much
love on Florida, you know, everybody's pouring on Florida, and I got to go the other way. I'm thinking, you know what, we had some time off, a little rest. But, you know, again, hindsight's 20/20, and listen, on the show Wednesday here, I'm like, Gators are the way to go. Listen, I like the head coach.
I know you've been talking when I talked to you a couple of days ago. You're like Florida.
Yeah, and I like McElwain. I figured the offense, he'd help the offense out. The defense was good. You know, they just couldn't score offense when Munchak was there. And I'm thinking to myself now, when is the last time Mark Richt won a big game? I mean, this guy, all right, so they go 10-2 every year, but he always seems to lose a big game. And here it was, Florida, and again, hindsight 2020, I can look back, and what am I going to say? I like the Gators here on the show last week. I was ready to pound them, I got to stick with my gut, though. Sometimes like that, I was just talking about Memphis. It was a loser, but other times, you know, in the long run, I'm going to win that 6 out of 10. You know,
How many times did you change your mind and lose, though? I mean, it sucks.
I try not to do that. I either stick with it or just pull all the way away and just sit back and not bother with it. But I just felt that no one was giving Georgia any kind of credit there. It was all Florida talk, you know. Listen, I watch these shows. You get Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2, 900 ESPNs, CBS Radio.
Yeah, I get
that. And they're all talking about Florida,
too.
Florida, Florida. And, you know, 15 years ago, when I'm doing this before the internet or, you know, before the internet took off for this kind of business, you know, you didn't worry about what the guy was saying on TV. Because, you know, you see what he says, and you know that 50 million people are listening to Lee Corso or Kirk Herbstreit or who's ever, you know, doing a show, and they're following those guys' picks.
He's putting a helmet on them.
It's a whole different world, and I don't know about how other guys cap, but a lot of times back in the day, I'd be like, all right, ESPN weekday dog, we're dogging it up. Everybody's going to be on a fave, take the dog. You can't even pull that kind of stunt now with games because you got NFL and college football now 7 days a week now because you got these midweek MAC games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember when they just started the Thursday night, it was like a big deal, like, wow, a Thursday night game, this is crazy. You know, and then all of a sudden, it's not just one Thursday night game. There's a half dozen. There's four games on Friday. You know, it used to be just a game on ESPN, and you get a game on CBS later. Now you have MSG, MSG Plus, the two Fox Sports, CBS Sports, Big Ten.
Then you got
Big
NFL at 9:30 in the morning. It's ridiculous. 9:30 in the morning, NFL.
Every conference almost has their own channel now. You know, the big ones do.
Mm-hmm.
And you have three ESPNs showing triple headers, CBS, NBC, who's got Notre Dame. Then you got Fox throws out Big 12 all over the place all day long. You know, you could, you know, 1986, you could get away with betting four TV games and going 3-1.
Right.
Now it's, you know, what, 35 games easy?
Right.
40 games on national TV. It's insane. You know,
Bone Green just scored a touchdown.
Excellent. I don't even
know
you're, I'm just we're on Bowling Green. Again, I don't like playing 2014.
And I know you're 300 plays, but I'm not going to mention it.
I threw them out already. I let them know. I throw out the plays.
Okay, wait, let me go. If you threw it out already, let me remember. You like the under in the Clippers game. You like the Vancouver money or the puck line, 1.5. And you like the Ducks.
Yes.
Okay, see?
You know, I know that I get about 15 to 25 live listeners, you know, and you get a bunch of people who listen later on over the weekend where they listen. But, you know, I'll throw out my play. I don't mind. You know, you're listening. I'm going to give you winners. You know, we go through the college games, you know, Thursday, Friday, I give out basically every side, you know, on the show. I say who I like, unless I got something really big going. NFL, too. I throw out all the games. And then on my site, listen, if you're smart, maybe you could dissect and think who's going to be what game is which, or sometimes I put who's playing in the matchup just because people like that. They want to know who they're buying, you know. So sometimes
right.
I throw out the matchup. You know, I'll say, all right, we got a AFC Central game today. We got NFC West matchup, Seattle and Arizona. You know, and then you know, think back to the show, like, wait a second, didn't he say, like, you know? So, listen, we're on here for an hour. Sometimes it's 50 minutes, sometimes an hour and a half.
Sometimes
in the
2 hours.
You're going to make a little money. You're going to make a little money sometimes, you know?
2 hours. I'm still waiting for that free egg sandwich. I don't know what's going on here. I mean, you owe me a free egg sandwich. I'm waiting on the corner. I went to Walmart, too, and I was listening to your show in the beginning. We're talking about blood. I'm like the same way, buddy. When you go to the doctors and you want to do blood, I don't like that either. There you are.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck just happened there? I was like, where did I go? That's Blog Talk Radio. I don't know what happened. I had a...
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, I was talking about Chris Barr. There's this whole thing on... I was on the RX. I was posting my free play there for the show, and I'm reading this about this the Chris Barr scam, and I think there's like VIP sport. I don't even give them credit, but then there's like... I look out on Twitter, and it's like insane, this guy.
Yeah, you were mentioning something like $10 for the year or $35 for the year for NFL or something.
So there's a person on here, it's called the James Hunter Scam, at Vegas Scam King, and it's about the truth behind Chris Barr. I mean, like, this guy, he's got more followers than I got for a scammer. It's bizarre.
How much was he charging?
It's crazy. I don't know. I don't know who's this guy. I don't know. Apparently he was saying that
$35
this was happened over the summer. I remember seeing over the summer about he was said that Jeff Locke of the Pirates was fixing games or something. I don't know. Yeah, people are strange, man. I don't get it. I don't get it. You know. I'm just hoping for a set of goals here in Toronto. It doesn't look pretty with 9 minutes to go.
It's still 2-2.
2-2. 2-2 there. You know.
What it looks so good in the beginning, though. 2-1.
It's still time. You never know.
Yeah, I know. The Blackhawks look good to be over. I think they're over.
Yeah,
5-2.
Yeah, over in the first. 5-5. Like, five. Yeah, it's 5-2 in the first. I think it's 5-3 now.
That's the games you love to have. Like, okay, I won. Next game.
That's a good one. That's, you know, the Blackhawks are a good team. Now.
I'll tell you what, though. I never bet hockey until I started following you. I'm like, I couldn't even name one person on a hockey team.
You know, I can't say, I mean, listen, last year I had a great year. I'm off to another good year this year. And I don't even fancy myself as a hockey guy. You know, but I don't know. I just hit some games, and for whatever reason, my puck line games usually come in pretty nice for me, and you know, taking dogs. You know, I almost took Toronto tonight, but I leaned over. I figured we'd see some goal scoring tonight. But I'm a dog guy. I mean, and you make money with dogs. I don't know. You know, somebody last week I was saying on a show, someone was like, oh, how's your baseball? I said, you know, I gave him my record, 314, 292 for the year or whatever, 52%. He's like, 52%? I'm like, plus 35-12. I mean, like, what more do you need to know?
Yeah, because there's constantly high dogs in baseball. Constantly high.
You know, I take four dogs, I go 2-2, but I'm making, you know, at plus 40 and plus 70, I'm making 110 a night on those going 2-2. You're going to make money. You know, people sometimes like faves. They don't like a 500 record. Well, you know, last year I was 20 games over on the ice, but I showed a 27.70 profit. I don't know what, you know, it's strange. It's a strange business. You know, people like what they like. And that's why I'm happy I went to a multi-capper. You know, I got a lot of guys who are good at sales. They got great write-ups, and people love that kind of stuff, and they buy it. And then you got guys who just win with, you know, like Frank Jordan. You know, you throw Frank Jordan's name out there, people are like, who are you talking about? The guy was, like, number one for 9 months on the site. You know? I mean, he was beating your big-name guys. You know, I don't think I'm – I mean, guy like Mike Anthony, Jimmy Boyd, these guys 25 years. Chip Trimbus, you know? I mean, Jim Feist, Joe Gavazzi, Tony George, these guys been in a long time.
You know? God, I remember
here's
Feist.
Frank Jordan.
Yep.
You know,
I mean,
like, these guys, yeah. You know, I mean, these guys have been around a long time. And, you know, listen, I was just doing some Two for the Money earlier. And it's funny because in the movies, like.
That movie's awesome.
Hey. You know, because it's the truth. If you're ever called one of those guys or would do what I do or, you know, just involved in betting, it's funny because he's there trying to sell, like, hey, we're going to do this, this, and this. He's like, ah, I can't say that. You know, listen, I'm hanging, you know, 70%, without, you know, in the movie you see it. But, like, in real life, all right, I'm hanging 57%, but they're dogs and we're making a lot of money. People don't want to hear that. He's right.
Right.
You know, you're selling fantasy. People want to hear it's lock of the year and blowouts and mortal lock, bet your cock lock and no doubt routes. Listen, I like no doubt route. I use the no doubt route line sometimes, you know. But you know what it is. It's some guys like the fancy sell. You know, I don't know. I'm not a good seller. I just try to put out my plays, win some money, and that's that.
Well, how long have you been doing this? You've been doing this for a while, right?
Yeah, it's got on back in, I guess it was 05, 06, I was joined, it was with Tony K. It was called Picks Pals at the time, and it was actually bought out by Steve Budin's group, actually. Matt Rivers and all those guys bought the site. And now I went over to the Vegas Top Dog site and 10-star picks and Superior Daily and the whole, it was called the VMG group back then. And then that group went rogue and was like taken from all the cat. It was terrible. So then Tony Kays took over their sites. So I stayed on the Vegas network with him, the Vegas group. So I've been doing that, 9 years? You know, it is what it is.
That's and this is what you do full time, though, right?
Yes. That's what we do, pick winners and try to have some fun while we're doing it.
I love it. Love the action. Love it. But baseball definitely, I don't like baseball. I have my experiences with baseball. I don't like it. I mean, yeah, a lot of dogs come in, but...
Well, it's a tricky... College
basketball, I like.
It's a tricky... Almost a catch-22 because people who purchase picks, they want action all the time. Sometimes you got guys who just want it all, you know, as much as you can get. And being on these sites... Listen, our sites, we don't offer halftime lines, live betting, second-half lines... And that's where the, like, Twitter phenomenon is because everybody's on there like, oh, team total 22.5, go over. First half, we're going to go, you know, our play is the first quarter, lay the 2.5 with the Patriots. I mean, I can't compete with that. I got to give out a full game. And, listen, maybe one's easier than the other. One's harder than the other. You got your action junkies. Then you got guys who just want select plays. I got people who just seem to buy my 10 stars, and that's it. They just buy 10 stars every week. And I'm like, man, I feel terrible if I lose one. Because this cat's just buying one game a week. And I'm thinking to myself, why do you, you brought one game, and yet for the week I'm having a great week. You missed out on everything. You know, I charge $99 for a week. Why are you going to spend $50 on one game? I don't get, you know. You got guys with good discipline who can do that.
I guess they just want, you know. Yeah, I guess they just want that one and kill. I guess they want to put everything on that one game.
I get it, but you know, I have a top 10 star, and I tell people, listen, you want to play it as 11, maybe a little bit more. If I call it a game in a month, I like it. You know, for sales purposes, make it a 12 unit play. I don't tell just people to unload on games. I mean, come on, it could lose. So what? I'm all right for the week. I'm on a 19-6 run, but then I lose a game, and then. You get the email, oh, you lost your 10th star. Well, I'm 19-7. What did you do the other? You know, it's, hey, listen, you know, it's like any kind of business. You know, you're going to have.
Can't win them all. You can't win them all.
No, definitely can't win them all. And it's just.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're cold, you're cold.
Yes. That's what I say. Listen, jump on the site. money leaders. You click on it. Then there it says all leagues. There's baseball, NBA, college, NFL, you know, whatever, soccer, WNBA. Records are right there. These guys can't come in and post things after games are over. It doesn't work that way, you know? I mean,
right.
And listen, you click on, you know, NBA leaders, there's, you know, I mean, I'll go to the Vegas Top Dog site.
And then you even show, like, last night's actual what you had, you know, the other 5-day picks that you had before. And then the other people just don't even have no stats. You're just throwing things out there. Oh, I'm 102. Well, where'd your stats at? Well, you have to click on this, and they'll send you to an arrow link, and blah, blah, blah. Scam. It's all a scam. That's what that is.
You know, I like the leaderboards. You can see people, listen, guys could easily say the hop, but then you go to a leaderboard and be like, well, where are you in the leaderboards? I don't see anywhere. Yeah. So, you know, and on, like on the 10-star page, you can go to current seasons. On the, you know, you hit the money leaders, and even on top dogs, hit, you know, 2011. It comes up. Comes up. Listen, 2010, 2011, three guys were in positive money for NBA. I mean, you can't hide it. You know, I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
You know?
Which is good. That brings the people in then. They see your records. They see how long. They see how many years ago. And see, you know.
2011
not
NFL,
scam.
I was 73 and 63, 54% plus 669. You know. It is what it was, you know. 2010, 71 and 66 plus 213. You know, I mean, it's on there. Yeah. I mean, go to some sites and look back, see how far you can go back to people's records. I mean, we got on the Top Dog Network here. It goes back to 2009, 2010 NFL season. Tony Kay, Rob Vincelini, Mike Anthony, Mike Alexander, Jeff Hockman, Sean Higgs, Frank Jordan, Mike Hanslick. I don't know what people need. Documentation. It's right there. I mean, 2009 college football, four guys were in the money. Mike Anthony, Doc Sports, Vince Lenny, and Tony Kay. Again, listen, people are going to do what they want to do. I try to put the tools at their fingertips, and it's up to them, you know?
Right.
But, you know, what are you going to do? You can't force, you know, the old saying, you bring a horse to water, you know?
No scoring in this third period, John. Oh, it's killing us. Killing us. Looks
well,
good in the first period, though. You never know. There's still time. Yeah. Usually they score at the end.
We might lose this one, but we go 2-0 later. You know, we had a nice little, you know, plus 260 day.
Little Vancouver.
And even if you don't play the puck line, you know, I put it in the write-up every once in a while. Like, if you want to just play the 110, 115, you could do it.
Yeah, but I'd rather go for the cheese.
I can't. I wish you could sometimes on the site put out a money line for, like, an underdog. Sometimes, like, an 8-point, 7-point dog, I want to take it outright. But, you know, that's where, you know, I need my records on the site because people look at the records and be like, well, it says you're, you know, 52%. It's easy for me to say, well, it's because I put out every underdog I put out on the money line. You know, it's like a no-win play there. You know, if you could put out both, it'd be easy to say, great, I'm going to put out the Redskins plus 5, and I'm going to put Redskins on the money line for plus 210. You know, but you can't do that. So I got to pick one. And even my write-up sometimes for NFL, I say, hey, sprinkle a little money line in here. I think the dog outright. Hockey-wise, though, even baseball, you know, I'll do run lines sometimes to try to up the ante a little bit.
Yeah,
but a lot of people don't like doing that.
With those high favorites, yeah.
You know, listen, I'm not a big fave guy. I mean, even laying one, listen, Vancouver's laying 115, and I'd rather take back 264. So I don't think I'm going to get killed on the money line of Vancouver. I just figured, you know what? I'll take a shot here on the site. You know, if it comes in, excellent. It helps out, you know, my record-wise and my units on the site. But the write-up says, go 50-50. You know, I put it out here just for the extra juice on the records. You know, does it help? And, you know, I don't know. How many of my puck lines lose over the course of the year? Does it offset? Would I win back, taking back plus 185 on a game? I'm sure it bounces out, you know, because it's not like I'm laying, you know, 190 with a team. I wouldn't do that. You know, I rarely try to go that route.
Yeah, that's...
You know, but, this Toronto game.
Yeah, it don't look good.
Oh.
I think a good live dog that love. I can't even talk. But good live dog tonight. I think the Clippers have a shot at beating Golden State. I really do.
Yeah, I like the Clippers. I you know, when I just threw out my on Facebook and a couple of the group Facebook groups I'm on, and a couple of forums on covers, and I put the Clippers out as a free pick tonight against Golden State.
I think they might even win that game. Right. The points is it was 8, 7.5. I take that all day.
7.5 seems like a big number. Like they want you to take the Clippers, but the Clippers got some depth. And
right.
Do I think Curry's going to shoot lights out the entire year? You know, I'll take the points. It's worth a shot. Free pick wise, going to be on TV. People are going to want to bet something. I'll take a dog. I'll take the
right, because they're not going to shoot lights out every day. They're not going to go 62-0. I mean, Golden State's a really good team, but
there's
always that off game. There's always off games in NBA. Always.
And, you know, like I said earlier in the show, I had the Kings last night, and I'm kind of smacking myself for getting away from my thing where a team loses by, like, 40, 50 points. But
I know. I was on
the low. Why is that low? Why is that line 4? I mean, Memphis is a good team. How's that line 4? And
well, they did get blown out.
Not even playing.
They did get blown out the night before.
Exactly.
And then I didn't know Cousins was out either.
Exactly. Yeah. The center. I mean, that's why I jumped out. I'm like, the center's out, their best player, and the line's coming down? Come on. But again, it was two of my, I guess, theories you'd call them or whatever, butting heads. You got the team who got annihilated the night before playing, but then the line is so low where you scratch your head because you know the Kings are supposed to be a lottery team and Memphis is an upper echelon team.
Memphis,
you know,
they're losing good defense. But the last two games, who did they get clubbed the other night? Twice they got clubbed this year.
Yeah, yes they have, which is surprising. I kind of like their team.
Oh, Cleveland, which was back-to-back nights. They went to Memphis and they just slaughtered them.
Yep, yeah, that was
very
our back-to-back.
Game
I had
of
Memphis.
Season.
Yep, I had Memphis that game. I figured a little payback for Memphis, and like I said, I try to pick and choose my NBA. Probably the least amount of games I do put out is in the NBA, and I just don't fancy the NBA at all. It just comes down to how many times you see a team with like a 24-point lead in the third quarter, and next thing you know, with a minute and a half to go, it's one, and then you've got the game on. It's a guy backing the ball into the box. And like, what? It's ridiculous.
70%
I remember ESPN
80%.
Used to be, it's the NBA. Everybody goes on a run. I just remember them just saying that. And this was like in 1995. It was like a joke. It is. It's ridiculous. Teams have these
it is, yeah. You're looking at it. I'm up 30 points. Yeah, I'm going to win. Yeah, okay. Don't get too excited. They come out losing by 5.
And
like,
then and you can't cover 3.5 because, you know, the line's 5.5. You win by 3. You're thinking to yourself, what the? You know, I mean, listen, I think that's even worse than like a backdoor in NFL. You know, NFL, you get up. It's like you're up 9 and you're thinking, all right, hopefully this game's over. And then they go to that prevent defense, and it's just boom, 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 and you're yourself, what the heck, man? Like, I mean, the team comes down the field, you take a lead with 3 minutes to go, and you're thinking, can I just get a stop? Where's my stop?
You're sitting there begging.
Monday night, Carolina, I can't get a stop. And let me tell you, if I almost put out the under there because I'm watching and it's just raining. And I'm thinking to myself, this is going to be a sloppy game. Grab the under here. Should that game to go over, I mean, and for the Colts to cover, I mean, listen, I lost with the Carolina, but if I had that total, I don't think I'd have a TV in my house. It would have been thrown out the window.
We got 40 seconds left. Talk about the talking game. 3-2.
Hey, maybe get an empty netter.
Empty net. Come on, Toronto. Come
on. Bowling Green's up 13.
Yeah. I guess they missed an extra point. I tuned it in too late. Yeah, you look at Ohio. They came in. They score. This is probably all they're going to score because you look at their last games, they can't even score.
Yeah.
I think they played Akron. They won 14-12. I think Bowling Green played Akron and won like 51-7 or something like that.
Yeah, they beat Akron 14-12 at Akron.
Right. And then I think.
And then it was 59-10. 59-10,
yep.
Hey, Peter. I mean, it's kind of tough. I try not to do those kind of things unless, you know, it's just a tough kind of thing to compare two games because then you got to go into, well, who played, what happened before that, you know? Ohio played a tough game, you know, at Minnesota. Maybe they were a little spent. They were small fave on the road. I mean, they were favored by 2.5 over Akron, Ohio. You know. Then you get a team like Bowling Green. They were off a 62-38 win. Are they going to be looking ahead? They got Kentucky up next. Are they looking ahead to Kent, rather? You know, they got a road game versus Kent. And they smacked them 48-0. I mean, clearly, listen, I don't like laying 19, 20 points.
I don't either. Mine went up to 21.
Bowling Green's a better team. Yeah, I got it early. It was 19. Put it out, and I saw it going up. I'm like, oh, you know, I kind of like that. I'd rather be on that side of it early.
Hey, we got a score, buddy. 4-2. We made it.
No, we didn't. Did we really?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. 4-2.
We are 25 seconds.
Yes.
Look at that. I was counting that as a loss. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so was I.
Good stuff.
We're looking for an empty netter, and then the other team scores again. Oh, that's good.
Wow. Excellent. Good news.
Oh, good. I got to put that Canuck. Well, I'm going to put that Vancouver bet in before with the 10 o'clock start.
Yeah, the Canucks.
Yeah, 10. Yep, over.
10:05 for Vancouver and 10:35 for the Ducks.
Which out of those two, which one do you like the most? I know you like both, but which one do you like? I'd say the Canucks. I've been watching a little bit of hockey though. It's like I said, I never fall better or whatever, but Bailey. Since I've been getting your plays, I've been watching a little bit of it.
Believe it or not, I got Canucks puck line there. Something about taking a team that's 2-7. They're 2-7, the Ducks. And there's like almost 70% consensus on them. So that would worry me a little bit because I'm thinking, you know, team C 2-7 and you know, they'll be shying away from that team. But, I like my Canucks. I can't say I like one better than the other because they're both
right
as fours.
You have to say it right, Sean. Canucks.
The Canucks.
Yeah, that's
Canucks.
All right.
going to put that in.
Yeah, it's about, it's going to pregame up pretty soon there.
Yeah, Ellie, before I get off, I got to know, what do you think about the Alabama and LSU game this weekend?
Well, I loaded up some college already for the weekend. I'm actually leaving tomorrow. I'm going away, so I don't get all my all my games are going to be up for NFL and college.
Yeah, I got your two money numbers already.
Yeah, so, well, the one in NFL was actually downgraded.
Okay.
If you read the write-ups. It's like the write-ups.
Yeah, I read, you only had one write-up on the one, but I didn't read the other one yet.
Okay. All right, yeah, yeah.
The first one you put out.
Yeah, so I did load
first
up.
First one you put out.
I loaded up a 5-pack of college. Top 10 star. We got a sure shot going. And I actually do have a best bet in LSU, Alabama. So for
oh, you do?
Down,
okay.
We'll talk about it.
We won't talk about it.
Yeah. I'll talk about it. I don't mind. You know?
You like Alabama?
You know, it's tough to go
I'm
against
not
Alabama.
I'm going to ask you who you like.
You know, it's tough to go against Saban. The guy's awesome. Then looking at LSU, because let's be honest, top to bottom, these are two of the better teams in the country. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, these are obviously one of these teams, I think, is going to get knocked out of the playoff picture. I mean, either Alabama's
right.
got two losses or LSU's got one, but head-to-head action, Alabama's going to be going into the SEC championship game.
Yeah, because I think if Alabama wins this, they're not going to – they're in. I don't think they're going to lose the rest of their games. I think this is the only tough – well, they have to go to – I think they have to go to Mississippi State, I think.
Well, not only – listen, they got to win out, but you got to see who's going to be undefeated. I mean, is it going to be – we're just taking Alabama because they're Alabama? And let's – look, Alabama's going to be better than – with the exception of maybe Baylor or TCU, I think will be deserving if they're undefeated. You can't really leave Bama out or an LSU team that might have one loss, you know? Whoever's out of the SEC out of these two, I mean, I think these two are going to beat whoever comes out of the other side, you know? But, I mean, listen – both of them are off their bye weeks. LSU's in a big revenge spot. And believe it or not, I think LSU's got a little better talent offensively this year.
They do, and they usually stink at quarterback all the time. It was always their defense.
Yeah.
That always kept
they always had a – and the funny thing is you talk about a bad quarterback, but, you know, Menberg's started in the NFL a couple games. He was a terrible. You know, I mean, let's be honest, that team had – Landry running the ball, Odell Beckham. I mean, that team had some offensive players. And the fact that
Alabama... But then you had that quarterback, like, I can't even think of his name, that the Raiders had. He came from there.
Oh, Russell.
Yeah.
Marcus Russell.
Oh. I don't know who's worse, him or Ryan Leaf.
Oh, my. Ryan Leaf.
I don't know. Well,
I mean, listen.
Okay, before
Bama's got Mississippi State up next. Go ahead.
There's one more game, too. You don't have a write-up on Clemson and Florida State, do you?
No, and I look at that game.
I'm leading to Florida State on that. But Clemson's clubbing everybody.
But this line is 12.5. Are you kidding me? I mean, obviously, you know, the quarterback's out. If he's playing... it was the line cut in half. It's a big number. I believe it or not, I like Clemson because I just think they're, just for everything you read about them, and again, not getting into what you see on TV from these people, but listen, they got a little more insight than I do. You know, they're on the field talking to these players and the coaches and stuff like that. Dabo Sweeney has screwed me in the past when I've been on his teams.
Yeah. I know last week we were running NC State.
But
and they were told to go with them. They were told to go. It was 13-13 with 10 minutes in the first quarter left. I mean,
I thought we were only looking. You see my write-up on that game. That was a big game for me.
Right.
I figured it was a good spot simply because of Florida State on deck, and you're getting that many points. Home dog, crowd's going to be behind you. But they just kept coming. Florida, you know, Clemson just wouldn't stop. And I'm going to put Clemson on the video tomorrow. I'll do my video for the weekend tomorrow. I'm going to throw Clemson out for my Saturday free play. I like Clemson. It's
there's
a big number. But
there's a lot of games there I like this weekend. Oh my God, so many.
You know,
so many good ones.
You got there are, but, you know, you get. I mean, for me, I can't put out 13 games. Listen,
yeah,
college football, college basketball comes. Listen, next Friday night I'm going to have 8 college basketball games probably going or something crazy. I love my college basketball, especially early. I notoriously come
Robert,
out
I'm
in
thinking
November,
Robert
December.
Morris, West 49 to the bank. Robert Morris, West 49.
So Clemson, Florida State. I mean, Clemson was a big revenge from last year. I mean, I had them last year, Clemson. I had them as a 10-star last year. And OT, are you kidding me? Should have won that game. So I think this is their payback. And listen, I don't think it's going to be close. I think these guys are really going to push
you
it
think?
Up on them. I think they're going to take out – I think they're 12.5. They're just – I think the years of – I guess frustration is not the right word, but, you know, it's just a big payback spot.
My gut says Florida State, but I'll listen to you.
Florida State
because
crushed them the year before that.
You can't go against them now because they're just rolling over everybody now. Rolling over.
I mean,
the only tough game they had was Notre Dame.
I mean, the year
Notre
before
Dame
that,
almost
FSU
had them.
Beat them. Florida State beat them 51-14 in Clemson, giving 5. So I was all over Clemson last year. I'm like, bro, you lose 51-14 at home, you're coming out ready. And they sure did. And I think this is going to be the time to be like, all right, we almost got you last year. We're going to get you this year. We're home.
This year.
We're the better team right now, and they're winning. You know, we're going to win. That's what I think is going to go on there. I like Clemson to get it done.
Get her done. Get it done.
That's right.
All right, Sean, you do your reviews. I will
call
you back next
week. Yeah.
I want to get this Canuck soon.
There you go. Hurry up. Get it. Don't miss out on another one.
Get it done. But I want my egg sandwich, okay, my free egg sandwich. I want a free clinic. I want a free gynecologist. And, you know, I'm looking for stuff for free. I don't know about you. Come on. $10 a week. Come on. I'll get it to you right now. Free piece. $10, right? Right now. Okay?
There you go.
No, all right,
funny.
I will call
you
next week.
Twitter guys. Take it easy, Scott.
You too, Sean. Have a good weekend wherever you're going.
Yeah, we're heading out to
week.
Be in Texas this weekend.
Nice.
Big D. Yeah.
Enjoy the nice weather. But we have nice weather here now. 70 degrees today. Can't complain.
Yeah, no. It's
can't complain.
Very, very mild winter so far. I'll take it. Keeps my heating bill down.
I love it. Keep the heating bill down and the game's rolling. Cash in our pocket. We're not giving Milky Way or Twix. We're giving out $5 bills for Hall Wieners. That's what you're doing there. That's how you roll.
That's it. That's what we do. All right.
All right, Sean. I'll talk to you.
Take it easy.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling. Love the calls. Love when people call in. Just listen, it's a fun show. That's what we do. Talk some games. Listen, I like myself some Clemson this weekend. You know, we just went over it. Payback for last year. The better team. Nothing more to say. All right, looking ahead, we got to get some previews going. It's almost 10 o'clock. Get this Baylor K-State game tomorrow. I'm leaning to the points for you here on the podcast. All right, we're leaning to the points. New quarterback for Baylor. It looks easy to say, hey, 17. New quarterback in.
How do you not like Bill Snyder? Well, listen. I had K-State against Texas. They lost 55-0 the week before, and they can't muster any offense. Stinking up the place. Baylor brings in freshman QB. The guy is 24 for 28 with 6 TD passes. I mean, that's mop-up duty, 24, 28, 6 TDs. I mean, the fact is these guys, they're, what, 2 in the polls? And they're, what, 6 in this new playoff ranking? And you hear what they say. Oh, well, we got to take into account injuries, and we know what's going to happen. How do you not see Baylor just coming out and laying it to him here? I mean, this game was in Waco last year. It was 10. The line was a touchdown. A touchdown at home. Now with their Heisman QB out, on the road to lane 17, they want you all over K-State. It looks easy. And listen, I like Bill Snyder. Guy's done more with less his entire career here. But they're struggling. And Baylor's got a little something to prove here. There could be a little recipe for disaster for K-State. Moving on. We get another top 25 team in action, Mississippi. Playing Mizzou. I like this game here. Interesting matchup. I got a best bet on it. I'll be adding the package shortly. Friday action. I got you covered there in a Friday night game. Rice-UTEP, moneymaker for you. But let's look at this Temple-Southern Miss game. Now, SMU, did I say Southern Miss? I'm sorry. Not the old Pony Express. Far from it. Everybody's loving some Temple. I came really close to using SMU as a home dog here. Home dog under the lights. Temple's bubble burst last week, giving it all to Notre Dame. Did it come out flat here? Again, I was leaning SMU, but their defense is so atrocious. I mean, Temple could easily pull this one away. I mean, come on, 7-1 versus 1-7. And SMU at home against ECU, looking for them in a letdown spot. They beat the Hokies. You had a big 10 star in ECU. Beat the Hokies. Next week they're on the road again. Or actually, they going to the road to play SMU. I'll roll SMU out as a top 10 star. Getting a few points. It was like 5 at the time. 5.5 maybe, whatever. We had a nice lead at the half. They gave up a late score. I think it was something like 23-17. I don't remember the exact score at the half. I'll check it in a second for us. Yeah, it's 23-21, but they scored a late touchdown ECU. Final score, 49-23. Can't stop anybody second half. Come on. So as much as you might have had the letdown spot after the bubble burst factor, it wasn't like they won. And SMU, listen, they might keep it close for a half. But Temple should put this one in their back pocket and, you know, write their own score. You know, I don't see how they SMU wins this. They just don't have the talent, especially the defense. Terrible defense. So I got a bunch of games up already for Saturday. Again, I'm adding the packages. Why not look at a little Auburn? Kind of like the Tigers. Now, these guys, down year, I mean, Absolutely. Come on. They're 4-4. 7-point dogs to A&M. I mean, weren't these guys, I think they were like ranked in the top 10 to start the year? I mean, weren't they supposed to be somebody? I think they're playing a little bit better lately. And I just, man, I'm not a big A&M backer. I'll take the Tigers here in a touchdown. I mean, listen, I had Ole Miss last week over these guys. We got the cover. I thought I was going to get backdoored. They've lost two in a row. They lost last year. It's a little revenge spot for them. A&M basically with a bye week next week. But I'll gladly take the points. I'll take the points here. Take the touchdown and be happy. So moving to a little NFL. You know what? A little fast. I didn't even talk about the World Series last week. You know, we had the Royals. Paid off nicely for us. How about a little heads, little tip of the hat to that club. Back-to-back World Series appearances. Lose Game 7, come back, win in 5 on the road against a pretty damn good pitching staff. And I don't think you really get on Collins for leaving Harvey in there. We're going to talk about this real fast, and we'll get to NFL. How do you not leave your ace in there, your stud arm, guy's got 102 pitches, when your reliever's already, he's already blown 2 games? He blew games. Leave Harvey in there. You want to take a bite after the walk? I get it. Let him face the guy, see if he can get a double play. I'm not mad at you. But this Royal team, good job. Good job, KC. Be interesting to see what goes on in the offseason. Love a little hot stove baseball. Astros maybe make a move. You think that? What about Krimble? What do you think? Padres going to deal that guy? Upton's going somewhere. He's leaving. Do they deal Krimble to the Astros? How about that guy at the back instead of those soft tossers? Put that guy. It's like Brad Lidge all over again coming in there with the heat. A little shocked the Rangers let go their pitching coach. I must have missed something there. I don't know. Didn't this guy pretty much overachieved all year? You get you Darvish back, right? He's going to be coming back this year, midway through. Him, Cole Hamels. Hopefully they bring back Gilardi, Gallardo. Paying Josh Hamilton nothing. Angels, they stole him from the Angels. 20 home runs from that guy. It's gravy. Be a fun year of baseball next year. All right, listen, NFL. NFL action. Like I said, Matt Fargo's killing it. Number one in college in the NFL. I'm not doing too shabby myself, you know. 58%, I'll take it. Definitely put some cash in your pocket. Again, we're at basically approaching the halfway spot NFL season. You know, 7 games in, 1 more week to the halfway. Now, refreshing my memory here. Got my little list from the MGM out in Vegas. Win totals. I rolled out Seahawks under 11. Looking good. They have 4 wins right now. Green Bay under 11. Well, they got 6 wins. Colts over 11. How many people are going to take a bath on that game? With 3 wins right now. You can almost guarantee that one being a loser. Patriots under 10. What was I thinking? Stupid. Broncos under 10.5. Brian. Cowboys over 9. Well, your quarterback goes down. That's what happens. Eagles under the 9.5. You never know. 3-4. Ravens under 9. Looking good. They're 2-6. I thought that was a solid play. Dolphins over 9, 3-4. Again, you never know what's going to happen. These, some make it get hot. These 9.5s, teams got 3-4 wins. 8 to go, anything can happen. Saints under 9, they got 4 wins. Buffalo, 8.5, 3 wins. Texans, 8.5, 3 wins. Bengals, almost there, baby. Over 8.5. We got 7. That's looks win probability pretty high right now for that, for sure. Arizona under 8.5. What was I thinking, Aaron? He's got 6-2. Oof. Kansas City over 8.5, 3 wins. Pitt under 8.5, 4 wins. Carolina under 8.5. That's a loser if I ever saw one in my life. Good for Carolina. That's another team just wins ugly, not sexy, just get W's for you. They don't help you in fantasy, but they win. Lions under 8.5, 1 win. I remember Tony K was on. He said they were going to be a surprise team, I think he said. It's 10 wins for them. Oh, Tony, what happened, 3G? Holy cow, 1 win. Falcons, you know, I did my video out in Vegas. Find it on YouTube. Falcons were my best bet team total. 8.5, sitting at 6-2. I like it. Giants under 8.5. There are 4 wins. San Diego over 8.5. There are 2. Not looking good. Rams over 8.5. 4 wins right now. Jets over 7.5. They got 4. Vikings over 7.5. Got 5. Niners under 6.5. They have 2. Bears under 6.5. They have 2. Browns over 6.5. They have 2. Bucks over 5.5. With 3. Jacksonville. Rolled out the under. I was leaning on the over, but I went under Jacksonville. 5.5, they have 2. I did Raiders under 5.5. Tony Cato, loved the over. He said 7 wins. I had the under. They're at 4. And Tennessee, both thought under the 5.5. They're 1-6. They made a move, got rid of their head coach. And why not? Guy's like 3-29 or 4-34, whatever the hell his record was. Terrible. Surprised he lasted that long. But he's an offensive coordinator. Let him just be a coordinator. Some guys can be coordinators. Other guys can be head coaches. Jason Garrett, terrible head coach. You know I like the boys. Heading out to Texas this weekend. Jason Garrett, again, blows this game. Listen, he was no Romo, no Dez. You're going to lose 5 in a row. I get it. You blew it against the Falcons. You couldn't stop them there. Saints overtime. I don't mind. You lose to the Patriots. I get it. They're the Patriots. No matter who you have on a bench, they're not going to compete with Tom Brady. This game against Seattle, we had Dallas. Had the points there. I was thinking live dog. Everybody's not given a chance. Matt Castle had the bye week. Had a game against the Giants. Let's slip away. A lot of turnovers there. Now, you pull Whedon because you're like, well, he can't throw the ball down the field. Can't throw the ball down the field. The guy's drafted to be an NBA, a Major League Baseball player. The guy throws 90 miles an hour. I'm sure he can throw down the field. So you pull him, put in Matt Castle. You let him throw 3 straight interceptions. Wonderful. And that's a loser against the Giants. Then this week, you're running the ball pretty good. You're losing the entire game. And you're running the ball and playing ball control and can't put a ball in the end zone. Unbelievable. Just the play calling was horrific. You block a field goal up 12-10, and then you run these stupid little run plays. Can't do nothing. I mean, was the writing on the wall any clearer for that game? How that was going to end? Can't stop a third down conversion? Garrett's got to go. He's terrible. Terry Bull with a capital T. Cleveland Bengals tomorrow. I'm back and forth with this game. I want to take the Bengals. Short week. Johnny Football in. I like Cincy. You know that. I had him last week as a top 10 star over Pitt. But again, off Pitt. They can be a little flat here. I'm thinking revenge. Last year, Cleveland came in here, beat them. Little payback here. What are you thinking? I'm thinking it's a payback. Again, laying double digits, division opponent. I don't know. It's not what I like to do. But last November 6th, you lose 24-3, embarrassed at home on a Thursday night. I know I had you. I had you, Cleveland. I had you, Cincy, and you hurt me. So here we are a year later, and we're laying 11. I'm leaning the Bengals. I don't have a selection up on this game yet. I'm probably going to take Cincy. Small, if anything. Maybe the under. Maybe the under more than anything. Green Bay, Carolina. Green Bay embarrassed last week. I had them on Sunday night. I also had Carolina, another loser on Monday night, getting backdoored in that game. New Carolina's won, what, 11 straight regular season games? Neither a home dog. Another tough defense. Interesting matchup, to say the least. Listen, Skins New England. How are you not laying a 14 here? Brady versus Cousins. Is this a joke? The Redskins, you know, not a little flat. You know, maybe you think they're going to come out pumped up with that big comeback win? Little wind under their sails? Who's playing defense? Who is stopping this offense? I don't think Washington is. Tennessee, New Orleans. New regime down in Tennessee now. New coach on the sideline. It's going to really make a difference. We had the Saints last week in a push. Not a fan of pushing on plays. But I expect a Saints win simply because when you give up 49 points or 42 because they had to pick for 7, these guys do got a little pride in themselves. I think they step it up a little bit here. Miami, Buffalo. I'm down on both these teams and much higher expectations. Maybe one of them pulls away. I'm leaning Miami. I like their coach a little better. I think he's got the team playing a little better. Listen, they lost. We faded them. Not a good spot for them. Loss of wake hurts. Had to get a little more. I'm going to be doing my NFL shortly. But I am leaning to the points there. Rams, Minnesota. Now, right off the bat, I want to take St. Louis. Home team give less than 3. Gurley, the young AP. This is the game I'm going to be watching. This is going to be a fun game to watch. Two young teams taking a little step forward. Who's taking a big step? I think the Vikings are going to be a playoff team. St. Louis going to get to 8-8? A little respectability? Jags-Jets. Had the Jets last week. Wasn't planning on Fitzmagic going down. You know, you lose your quarterback. They end up getting a field goal that first drive. He's playing maybe to get a touchdown. Things change. You know, you never know. Never know what could happen there. Now, Oakland Pitt, I got a top 10 star up. Go get it. Bet it. Make some money, all right? You don't miss out on that. 10 stars have been very good. Giants, Tampa. I got to say I'm leaning Tampa here. Again, you give up 52 points, the defense is going to be angry. This game's in New York. Maybe I'm leaning the Giants. But I don't think this Giant defense is good. Yeah, they gave 52 points, but this is not a good defense. Tampa's big upset win. We had Tampa last week, beating Atlanta outright. Coughlin over Lovie Smith, no contest. But I think Tampa could do a little something here. I kind of like him as a little home dog. Falcons, Frisco, open to 4, now 7, Blaine Gabbert taking over. This San Fran team is a mess. But I can't lay 7 on the road with Atlanta. I mean, they couldn't cover for me against Tennessee. Part of me wants to take them. I should have maybe grabbed them a 4 off that loss. I don't know. This is maybe a stay away. Everybody's all over Atlanta for sure. And you know I can't jump on a huge public phase like that. Denver Colts. I'm leaning Denver. I'm down on this Colts team. They can't beat anybody outside of conference. Mind open to 3, move to 5. They say Luck's healthy. I don't think he's healthy. That's pretty good. Defense coming to town. And if they didn't get picked up, listen, they had a bye week last week against Green Bay. I was thought maybe they get picked off there because they might be looking ahead here for Peyton. Be like, we got to take care of my old team. I don't know. I think Denver's the play. Philly, Dallas. I want to take Dallas. I do. Eventually, you figure they win a game. But I think Philly will pay back. I don't know. Eagles should get it done here. This Dallas play calling is extremely questionable. And I think Chip's second time around will get this offense going. I mean, they were sputtering in Philly last time we saw. Bears-Chargers, really? Bear two-win teams, Monday Night Football? Good grief, Charlie Brown. Is there anything else on them? Forte's playing. I'm all over Chicago. You know, I can't believe they held on to these guys. I thought for sure they traded their wide receiver, even Forte, before he got hurt. How about Cutler to the Cowboys? Anything. Listen, Philip Rivers, the kid's pretty good. But again, he lost his top target. How's this total 49-50? These garbage offenses. I really got no opinion there. And I don't lie to you. I come down, I look at the games, we chat about them. Maybe San Diego was their home. Maybe the over. Two bad teams get together. It's Monday night. They got to do something to get people interested. No one's going to want to watch some terrible 16-3 game for sure. All right. plenty of picks up. Free picks already up for the weekend, college and NFL football on the sites. Matt Fargo, number one. NFL and college. I got a top 10 star morning bottom up. Go get it. Back with you next week. The official halfway point of the NFL season. College hoops on Friday next week, so we'll be definitely talking about that. You don't want to miss out on that. Had a nice little call. Hope you had a good night. Back next Wednesday, 9 p.m. Bye-bye.